Very good, thank you. Good afternoon. It is about 1:35 p.m., January 27, 2010. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting for the purposes of holding an informal hearing to discuss the allocation of 211 designation to First Link. This is Kevin Kramer, Chairman of the Commission, along with Commissioner Brian Kalk. Commissioner Tony Clark is unable to be with us today as he's traveling to Washington, D.C. Also joining us in the hearing room is Patrick Fawn, and on the phone is Cindy Miller with First Link. With that, Commissioner Kalk, this is your portfolio. Any opening comments or questions?
No, I just look forward to asking a few questions of Cindy, and thank you for your response.
Very good. Patrick, did you want to sort of make an introduction to the issues before us?
I can do that. I can give you a little, I can review the background, sure, some of the history on this case. On September 24th, this commission designated...
Patrick, hold on one second. I'm sorry. I don't think I read into the record that this is case number PU09713. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
Okay. The Public Service Commission designated the Mental Health Association in North Dakota as the user of 211 dialing code in North Dakota, and that was in September of 2003. And then on March 7th of 2007, the commission authorized MHAND, the Mental Health Association, to subcontract 211 operations within North Dakota. At that time, they subcontracted with First Link for the provision of 211 operations in Cass County. And then on October 30th of 2009, we received a letter from MHAND notifying the commission that due to a lack of economic support, it was relinquishing its designation as the 211 dialing code user. And shortly after that, November 2nd, 2009, the commission received a letter stating that effective October 30th of 2009, First Link would temporarily provide 211 operations for North Dakota statewide until a decision was made about 211's future. And then on November 23rd, First Link filed a letter requesting designation as the 211 dialing code user for statewide North Dakota. And the commission on November 25th issued a notice of opportunity for hearing on whether First Link should be designated as the user of the 211 code. Since that time, we received a couple of affidavits from First Link. The first affidavit was from Cindy Miller on January 14th, verifying that First Link did want to be the provider of, wanted to be the user of the 211 dialing code throughout the state of North Dakota, and how they intended to do that. And then later on January 25th, First Link provided the affidavit of Cindy Miller indicating that they were no longer interested in statewide 211 designation because of a lack of stable long-term funding for the entire state, but they would like to continue to be designated as the 211 code user for Cass County. And that's where we are today. And I guess I would then suggest Cindy Miller fill us in on anything new and maybe questions from commissioners.
Sure. Okay. And just so that Cindy understands and the record is clear, that we have been joined by staff member Scott Sheldon, who works with our outreach services programs, and then General Counsel Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco as well. With that, Cindy, would you want to fill in any blanks or give us sort of the rest of the story from First Link's perspective,
yep,
and then we'll open
you
up
bet.
For some questions. Thank you.
What we're interested still in continuing Cass County, and the reason for that is, United Way of Cass Clay,
sure,
has been funding us for 211 and for our program, and they will continue to fund that. enough where we can keep the program going like it is now and active, and we've got the database all set up for Cass County. You know, to take on the whole state, and that's why it took us. Did someone say something?
Nope.
So in order for us to take on the entire state, you know, we needed to. Their database was not current, so we need to update their database. We needed to get more staff, so we tried to figure out what it would take us to get all those pieces in place, mm-hmm. and it was going to be a substantial investment. We contacted United Ways across the state trying to figure out what kind of support there is out there. It wasn't enough to be able to put our board in a place that they felt it was something that they could take on, because it wasn't, like I said, a stable long-term funding source for it. The hard part is there are a lot of people right now, and I guess I'm concerned about this, that are using 2-1-1. You know, it's on the back of Powerball tickets and Gambler's Choice, and they're you know, putting it out there.
Sure.
The Insurance Commission, we just finished up doing SHIC and covered a map for them. So they got through their, you know, registration for the year, and we helped with that. So we've been trying to help whenever we can, but none of these organizations are putting any money towards. They're just using the service, and there's no funding for us. So, you know, in order for us to take it on, our board just really didn't feel like at the moment, without any long-term stable funding for us to take on the rest of the state. You know, we're set up with Cass and Clay County in our database, and we have things going, but we don't have things, and I don't think, you know, it was working in Bismarck as well as it probably should have been with their database when I'm looking at it. So, you know, there's some work to be done with the program. I think it was getting better known, and through disasters and stuff like that, I think a lot of areas were using it. So I think it's very worthwhile, and I think it's a wonderful, you know, thing to have. So I hate to see that it drops across the state, but our board doesn't feel that we're in a position at the moment to take it on when there's not a funding source that's
sure.
Long-term and stable.
Sure.
All right. Brian, you have a question or two?
Just you know, do you have a relative good list of people that need to be notified of this, that you will be notifying that you're no longer going to be providing the service?
Well, I've got a list of people who have contacted us just in the last little bit. A lot of them, we told them it would be until the 1st of February before we got a hold of them, because we weren't sure what our board was going to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's people from, like, SENCA, the Insurance Commission, the National Guard, the Army, you know, there's even like some of the dioceses in Bismarck and places like that want to send out information. The American Dental Association, Alzheimer's, Children's Defense Organization. So we've got a lot of groups that have contacted us lately who want us to connect with us and want to try to figure out what they can do with us in the future. But and I don't know who Susan was working with before or what other agencies. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot from the, you know, DHS that I don't even know who she's been working with. There's a Gambler's Choice Committee committee that I got information about the other day, and I told him I'd love to meet with him. This was probably in the 1st of January, and told him, you know, we were looking at it, and he said he'd love me to be on the committee and you know, get more involved with 2-1-1, and they're really looking forward to, and they've got Odney Advertising Group with money to go ahead with a campaign that they're sending out. So my fear is, you know, how many groups are there like that out there that I don't know about? So I'm not sure how to get the word out to everybody if and when a decision is made either.
Sure.
So that is a concern.
So there are a lot of service providers that would love to have the calls or have the referrals, and there are a lot of, ad marketers that would love to have the campaign, but there's nobody like you who has a revenue source or a revenue stream that can route those.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I mean, it seems odd to me that all these places have been getting money from like DHS or something
right. For
a campaign, and yet no part of their campaign money, it's all towards, you know, putting up billboards and doing things to refer to 2-1-1, but there's no money coming back to the 2-1-1 provider,
well,
and that's the issue.
Yeah, there's clearly a gap in the marketing channels.
Yeah, that's exactly
to be
right.
Filled in, and you're the gap. So, Brian, anything else?
No, just you said right. February 1st is when you would hope to be out of the statewide business if it would work out. Is that right?
I had written in my letter that we would continue until March 15th.
March 15th.
I want to give you guys plenty of time,
sure.
Or if someone else, you know, has the ability to come, you know, forward that has
okay.
funding. I don't want to do what Susan did and close it real quickly, so I want to make sure that you have time to try to, and for people to have notice so that they can, if they have a campaign going, that something can, they have time to maybe slow things down or stop things. So we would be willing to continue until March 15th is what our board decided at their last meeting.
Could you put a dollar amount on what it would take for you to provide statewide service?
Well, we figured from what we're doing now that it was probably going to cost us another $100,000.
Sure.
Okay.
That's good.
Because we're going to need a couple more staff, more phone lines. We're going to need another database person. You got 52 counties of information that's not current. I don't think she had her things updated for a while. So,
well, it sounds like. It sounds like it wasn't. It's unfortunate, and it's unfortunate that there's not a better clearinghouse, central clearinghouse, somewhere for these services that are, in high demand, obviously. Just so you understand, I mean, our role, of course, is simply to designate the 211. It's not to advocate for the services or anything else, but I will tell you that my heart breaks because I served two terms on the Mental Health Association Board of Directors in the 80s, and it just, somehow to me it seems inadequate for us to simply say, well, our job is to designate 211. If nobody meets the criteria, then we don't do it. So to the degree we're able to at least use some of our ombudsman role, my attorney's going to go, what is he doing now? We need to at least try to make some effort to find some help for you all. And you're exactly right. If this state can bilk hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars out of gamblers and turn addicts into them, we ought to be able to fill in the marketing channels a little bit so that we can find them help after we've ruined them.
Yep.
That's my editorial comment.
And our board, I mean, yeah, we've been trained. You know, we are ERIS certified. We went through a lot of specialized things to do it all and to be, the center. The hard part is it's just such a financial burden.
Well, sure.
For us to take it on, and we'd love to. If we had the funding sources, but we went around and talked to United Ways. They came up with about $30,000 amongst, from all across the state, mm-hmm. not counting Cass Clays,
Sure.
And so that's not enough to let it go. And well, even though it's Cindy, one of their initiatives.
Cindy, what I was kind of, well, I'll probably have to talk about this later, the commissioners, but, if you can give the list of people that you would contact to Patrick, then maybe we'll put something out that may designate you as the carrier for Cass County and the whole state until this certain point, and let these undercarrier people know that if somebody doesn't step up to the plate by March 15th, then that's the end of the service.
Right.
That's kind of where I was going with this, is that, I think that, speaking for me, I mean, I'm happy to continue you in the service, but we've got to give some kind of notification so you can pass those names along. And then just because you get Cass County service now doesn't mean at some point in time if somebody else would come back and want the whole state that you wouldn't have to compete for it again.
Right.
I mean, but I think we'll be able to wrap this up pretty quick, but we've got to get the word out to people, and if they want to participate, they can give money, and if they go off the right amount, we can continue. If we can't, then we...
Well, that's right. And we'll have to let the companies know, obviously.
Yeah,
the telephone companies.
Right.
They're no longer going to be
right.
Lobbying calls, but if you're talking about notifying people, it would be considered a press release.
Well, I think we'll have to do some sort of a press release, Scott, and inform the media in general. But I'm not so sure that we shouldn't advocate. Maybe we ought to put together, Alana, a meeting with the Attorney General. Because I think when it comes to advocacy and sort of the heartbeat of that, maybe we just need to have a discussion on this point with the Attorney General. See,
consumer protection
folks. He also has the lottery enforcement and gaming enforcement underneath him. To me, there's a source of, if there's any source of funding, and Cindy, this is what I think about all day long, is
mm-hmm.
sources of funding for charities. I mean, I'm cursed. And so, but for good causes. And so maybe that would be a step, Brian, that at least we could use some of our contacts and resources.
But I would say
Because I don't know all those contacts across
yeah.
the other parts of the state, so I'm not sure, like I said, who else Susan's contacted with. I've talked to Rob Keller from the National Guard, and the military told me that they would love to help again. If
sure.
we just have Cass County, will they help with Cass County? Yes, but they would love to use 211. So I know there's a lot of big groups who probably would, but I think it needs to be an effort by a bunch of them to pull it off and get together, and I don't know how that's going to fly, but I know there are a lot of people who Cindy Sheldon from the Insurance Commission. I just talked to her today, and we helped finish up their SHIC forms for last year. And she was in a panic when Susan, closed her center because they still had things running and they were looking for help with it. So, you know, we continued, and she wrote me today a real nice note saying they couldn't have done it without our help and very supportive. So I think a lot of people realize how important it is and how much we have helped. But I don't know, I think they need someone to ask them to support the program then and to try to help continue it somehow. So.
Pat, is there anything else we're forgetting?
Well, there's one other thing that I'm a little concerned about.
Turn your mic on.
There's one other thing that I wanted to mention to the commissioners, and that is, we've been asked to consider First Link to be designated for Cass County, and sometime down the road, we may get somebody that wants to provide service that wants to use that number for the whole state.
Right, and which is what Brian's point was a little bit ago, and if somebody comes along that's willing to do that and has the resources to do that, then First Link has to compete with them for Cass County.
Right. So maybe we should say something like that if we, issue a decision here.
Yeah,
and then.
I would agree. Yep. I think that's fair. Anything else? Should we put this?
I think a work session, real quick one.
We need a work session before we even agree to put this on that.
Okay.
Even a press release said we can rough out some stuff and just do a quick brainstorm just amongst us.
I think so.
And talk to the Attorney General in the meantime and see what they think. And then.
Well, and maybe Human Services. And, there's got to be a way to come up with.
You want a workshop or a work session?
That's a good question. Maybe we should have a workshop. We could have a work session at 1:30 and a workshop at 2 o'clock. I still think there'd be some value in the staff and commissioners discussing before a workshop. But we do it all the same day.
Okay.
That's a good idea. And then invite the other service providers and agencies that have some expertise. We need to solve the, we need to do our best to solve the problem, even if it's not our legal responsibility, it's a moral responsibility.
Did you want to schedule that day today, or should I put on for the next?
Well, why don't
agenda?
We do this? Because Tony's not here. Why don't we? Can you shoot out an email with some possibilities, or have our assistants?
I can check around with the commissioners.
Around and just see what we can do. Because I hate to schedule something without Tony here.
Okay.
Oh, I'm stepping outside of the zone, aren't I?
Did you also want that work session? For just talking about what will be in the order, or should I prepare something ahead?
No, you better prepare something.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. We if we could do this fairly quickly, we do have this March 15th deadline looming, so we can't just screw around. We do have to prepare something. I guess he could prepare the order that we just talked about, Cass County contingent on somebody else not coming in, or however it would be.
Okay.
Coming in statewide, something like that.
I think the order can be prepared.
Yeah.
And then that goes to First Link, if you will. In the meantime, we keep working with other groups to see if somebody else wants to come pick it up. Because by March 15th, the services go away unless somebody comes in.
Yeah. Or we find enough resources that
can muster up.
That First Link would be willing to do it statewide if they have the resources. Realizing that others might as well if there's resources to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody clear? Ms. Mudd? Cindy, thank you.
Yes, and I couldn't hear everything, all of it at the end. So, Patrick, maybe you could just send me an email with a little overview of what you guys all said at the end there. I had trouble hearing some parts, okay?
Okay.
We'll do that, Cindy. Thanks.
Yes, thanks very much.
You bet. Bye. Close the hearing.